This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
Everybody can hear the excitement in my voice, the fact that I'm so earnest. Not like that in person.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
But I can do hours of preparation at home and then here at the office and then work into the evening many days and on the weekends just looking at the globalists announcing the end of humanity and genetic engineering and bringing in the Islamists and ending free market. And they're just horrible people are selling baby parts. And it's just like, no. And I'm just here ringing the alarm. Does it mean the alarm sometimes is, you know, has a pretty sound to it? No. But it's getting the job done. We are all Paul Revere's in the fight to awaken humanity, and I salute you all. Let's go to taking calls here with Dr. Corsi. Let's talk to Terrence in Scotland. Terrence, thank you for holding. You want to talk about UK cuckolding or the way that they've taken folks that were historically not easy to roll over. Even the Romans couldn't conquer that area, but now just love to be slaves. What's happened?
First off, Alex, you know, it was an absolute pleasure to be on this show, and under the given circumstances, I wish it was under happier circumstances.
Yes, I'm very sad about the dead young girls, particularly sickening.
Yes, even though I live up here in Aberdeen, actually not too far from Donald Trump's lovely golf course, I lived in Manchester for 8 years as a student and as a doctor working in the local hospitals there. So it's a home from home. And I tell you what, after the attack in Westminster Bridge last month, I no longer feel shocked. I no longer feel upset. I am seething with anger right now, just how inept, not just your leaders, and, of course, your Senate and Congress are acting, but our leaders here, not just in the UK, but in Europe, are dealing with this problem of the migrant crisis right now.
Well, they even preempted the terror attack news last night, running Trump in the ground, saying he asked intelligence chiefs, you know, to tell the public he wasn't a Russian, because they all have the intel he's not a Russian agent. That was in the news 3 months ago. Now it's like, breaking, he obstructed justice with other leaders. No, he didn't. He publicly said, they have the intel, release it. He is president, I guess, could. He doesn't want to damage intelligence. He has it all. He knows Hillary is a Chinese agent on the Russian payroll. And you're absolutely right. You know, it's just frustrating to see them out to get Trump, out to get nationalism, out to try to stop your government finally trying to control its borders, wanting the UK to commit suicide. Where do you think this is all going as a medical doctor there in Scotland?
Well, first off, in terms of the nationalist wave sweeping not just the states, worldwide, and it's hitting Western Europe hard, ignore what the lamestream media is saying about, you know, nationalism dying, taking, you know, a hit to the head with Macron, with Geert Wilders, and, of course, you know, what happened in Austria earlier in the year. That is absolute bull.
We know they're stealing the elections.
Yeah, it's not just stealing the elections. They forget to actually look at the numbers. If we just look at, for example, the Netherlands, you know, the elections there, they said, oh, Geert Wilders, he didn't win all of his seats, but he got an improvement. And guess what? The center-left parties got annihilated.
That's right. The center-left and leftist parties are becoming extinct. They're having to now pose as kind of nationalist light. That'll only work for one season. What an amazingly – it's so good to have great callers like you, Terrence. Anything else?
Yes. First off, you know, as someone once said, these changes, unfortunately, may not happen in one cycle. And you hit the hammer right, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Alex. It's a two-cycle process. So give Europe a chance. By the next election cycles, nationalism will take over. We will defeat these globalists. And I want to finish off with just a glowing endorsement of your products. Were it not for the extremely extortionate customs taxes that the EU has put on American goods. For example, if I were to want to buy Californian wine, I have to pay a 19% surcharge on your stuff.
Wow.
If I want to buy what I want, which is a Ford Mustang, I have to pay 34% custom tax on it. That's ridiculous. Anyway, going about your products, love the water filters. I bought 2 Pro-Pure water filters for my mum, dad, and, of course, myself. Excellent stuff. And, of course, the Super Blue toothpaste. Fantastic. Just don't mention my sister, who's a dentist. She's a fluoride advocate. I don't listen to her. So there you go. Love your podcast.
Well, God bless you for the plugs. Yeah, that's what Trump's mad about, is these tariffs on America are just insane, and they hurt consumers in the UK. God bless you, Terrence. Thanks for the support.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items, because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for auto ship, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Yeah, I got no friends because they can read the papers. It's crazy to actually be living an Alice Cooper song. Crank it up.
I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen.
You know, though, this isn't 30 years ago when the newspapers were all lying about you. It would destroy you. Imagine how bad it was back then. Now a lot of folks know they're a bunch of liars. But I tell you, they tell such intense lies sometimes. I read it and I go, did I really do that? Then I go research it and I didn't do it. My mom called up a couple months ago. She goes, did you say Hillary was in a basement murdering and torturing kids to death? And I went, no, Mom. And then I went and saw what Megyn Kelly had said. And then I went and pulled up the actual show and I said, I don't know if she's killing kids in these basements, but now there's a lot of weird stuff and, you know, going on in the WikiLeaks. But I said, I sure know that she funded radical Islam running around selling kids into sex slavery, murdering women, hundreds of thousands dead, Libya, Syria, overthrowing her allies in Egypt. So I said, she's guilty of that, the 500,000 dead kids and the Clinton administration increasing sanctions like five times even what George Herbert Walker Bush did. So, yeah, she's guilty of that. They edited it and said that I said she was doing it. That's how sophisticated the media is. They go, oh, you ran a report about something at a pizza place. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's somebody else's report. I'll retract that. Then they go, oh, he retracted that Hillary was killing people in a basement. See, they use a retraction to put things onto it you didn't say or you didn't do. That's how, and now I'm like, oh, I can't ever retract anything again because they'll misrepresent what I retracted, which regular news does retractions every day. We've done like three in 22 years. So not just no more Mr. Nice Guy. I guess we can't do retractions. We have to have like legal agreements where you can't say a retraction was for this or that, where you just make up a bunch of stuff. That's why I've challenged Shabani to put out the settlement. They had the media everywhere say I paid him a bunch of money. That's not true. Not a bunch, not a... I've signed an agreement where I can't say anything. I wish I could tell you which way the money was going here. And I'm real tempted about breaking the agreement because they, I believe, did it with newspapers putting out this info. In fact, my lawyers are sure of it. They have sources. But let's just say D.C. and places are a very small community. So we got Dr. Mercola coming up in a few minutes. I apologize for having to move him an hour and move him late. With the terror attack, though, obviously big things are happening. But the reason I wanted to get him on, even though there was a terror attack, obviously, yesterday, and most hosts would cancel a piece on wellness, is this is something we can do something about. But I want to be clear. I'm not even an enemy of Islam. I'm really upset by the globalist social engineers trying to bring in this incompatible group to our country and then using the terror attacks to take our freedoms. That's really why the Western elites are bringing this in. And the left uses as their foot soldiers. But Dr. Corsi, I'm going to go to, after you're gone here with Mercola, it'll be all over the map, but it's okay. Jason in Germany and Devin and Trevor and Cindy and a few others. And then I'm going to go to Mercola here in just a few minutes with his new book that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that's been highly anticipated and is a game changer. But just closing comments about what we've seen, what we've witnessed, and the state of the Trump administration right now.
Well, I think the Trump administration is going to be dramatically benefited by this press. Let's face it, this is the first time that the world has seen Trump on the world stage. And I think they're getting a very, very favorable image of
he shined on it, didn't he? He looked really good.
He looked terrific. And the speeches have been extremely well received. I mean, there's no president who's gone to the three major religions, on the site of Islam, Saudi Arabia, which protects the two most sacred geographical sites in Islam. He's gone now to Israel and met with the Jewish state. Now he's headed today is in the Vatican. He will be meeting with the Pope tomorrow. At three major religions asked to come together to responsibly combat these radicals. And Islam wants to say, well, if they're terrorists, they're not Islam. Fine. Well, then let's make sure we redefine Islam, have it go through a reformation so we can come out of this with a resolve across all three religions that we're going to do things like destroy ISIS, not just denigrate or wear it down, but to destroy it, to destroy Al-Qaeda, to destroy these terrorist groups, and make sure that Iran does not get nuclear weapons. And by the way, I think North Korea is going to be right on the agenda as soon as Donald Trump gets back home.
Just briefly expanding on that, Saudi Arabia has been kind of on both sides of the fence with terror, funding it, exporting it, but also at the same time fighting it because they don't want you to get too strong at home. Israel's obviously been very strong overall fighting it. The Vatican was normally anti-radical Islam. This current pope has made a lot of comments about they're not terrorists, they're not bad, I hate Europe's Christian roots. I mean, this current pope, what is going on with him from your intel?
Well, the pope is a socialist from Argentina, and he comes through the entire Argentinian Catholic Church, which was very radically to the left. And the Pope has been more in line with Barack Obama than he is with Donald Trump. Now, the challenge for the Pope is going to be that, you know, Donald Trump has now made it clear that we are not at war with Islam. Islam is accepted. And that's something the Pope wants to have happen. The Pope is going to have to really, I think, come into a bond with the rest of the churches, with the Jewish religion, with Islamic religion, and bring the Catholic religion along. I mean, these are major, major changes. And I think the you know, the Anglican religion, the whole idea now of getting the UK much more involved in fighting terrorism. And we've got to be clear that what we're fighting is, you know, this whole issue of radical Islamic terrorism. All right, and whether or not you're defining these, if as soon as they're terrorists, they're not any longer part of Islam. Well, that's too convenient a definition. I mean, basically,
that causes sectarian violence between Shiite and Sunni. Well, then let me ask you this and let you go. We've got our next guest. I want to hit a few calls. But this is all riveting. Politico's even come out and said, okay, Trump did do a real alliance. The Saudis are suddenly even apologizing to U.S. envoys, liberal envoys, and are now admitting they were behind al-Qaeda and saying, we made a mistake. Is it because they failed? Is it because they got their butt kicked in Syria? What happened? Because suddenly the word is the Saudis are actually saying, okay, we were behind it, we apologize. What got them to suddenly roll over to Trump?
I think the Saudis realized that the threat is about to do the same kind of an Arab Spring that we saw with the Muslim Brotherhood. And the Saudis are fearful for retaining their own kingdom and having the radicals, which they've now nurtured and funded, turn against the Saudi government. That's the threat. And if Wahhabism, it combines effectively with al-Qaeda and ISIS within the Sunnis, then the Saudi Arabian government is at threat of being overthrown. And they've seen it happen. They've seen it happen in Libya. They've seen it happen in Egypt. And now they want to bond with Egypt and Jordan and the other responsible countries to say, we are not going to tolerate this terrorism any longer. And if it's part of Islam, we're going to define it as outside Islam.
But let's be clear. The West behind the scenes wanted to work with radical Islam. The real leverage the Saudis now know is we're not going to work with radical Islam behind the scenes. This is a real war on it. You better pick a side right now or we're going to destabilize you and blow you off the map. You can either be modern, have the weapons, have the technology, be respected. You keep playing a double game, it's over. That's what I've been told by my army sources.
Yeah, and it's also aimed very strong at Iran, because Iran is, I think, you know, also one of the major factors here of destabilizing the country.
And that's what got Saudi Arabia to finally get in line, is they're really fearful of Iran.
Yeah, and in fact, Iran, I think, is going to have to take the agreement that President Obama signed and rip it up, because it's not going to be followed. The President Trump understands that we can't give the Iranians 10 years to build nuclear weapons. They've got to be stopped now. The two countries that are going to go on the block, as soon as he comes back, I think, are North Korea and Iran. And neither one of them are going to be allowed to continue advancing as rapidly as they are to
all
nuclear
right.
weapons.
Great points. Major geopolitical alignments happening. Thank you, Dr. Corsi.
Thank you.
Now, I thought we had the guest for most of the hour, but he's got to go soon, so I'll get the caller something like 40 after or so. But it's really great to have him on. I probably should have just moved him to another day, you know, with the whole terror attack situation. But this is so important. And when I read the book a few weeks ago, I said, we've got to carry this. I got an advanced copy. Fat for Fuel, Dr. Joseph Mercola, New York Times bestselling author of Effortless Healing, a Revolutionary Diet to Combat Cancer, Boost Brain Power, Increase Your Energy. Now, what's crazy is he pioneered a lot of this. Suddenly, big studies are out, and Silicon Valley was in the news a few months ago saying they're upset, obsessed with the pure fat, the uncooked fat, the clean fats, and other superfoods to live longer and to boost your brain. Stuff Mercola wrote about decades ago. It's available on Kindle. You name it, also available at InfoWarsStore.com, Fat for Fuel. You may already know all about this, but it's great to give to friends and family. We're going to break soon, but wow, it's got to feel good, Dr. Mercola, because you are a medical doctor. You've been verified yet again as a trailblazer.
Yes, thank you. It does feel tremendous to offer a resource that's so helpful to so many. So it's really addresses some major challenges we have in this country. 50% of the people watching this are going to come down with cancer. 50% of the men, 40% of the women. And that's not skin cancer. That's serious cancer. It's going to be the leading cause of death. And this is, we discussed the strategies and how to get your body to burn fat as a primary fuel, which is one of the most potent interventions you could have as a foundation to prevent not only cancer, but heart disease, diabetes, and obesity.
Well, you know, I'm just sitting here reading the back of the book. I'm going to go ahead and skip this break so we have more time. And going through what you break down in here, I remember my dad, who's a physician as well, when I was a little kid, going, this is bull about low-fat diets. It's the kind of fat, if you want, you know, clean fat, fat that hadn't been burned, that hadn't made the fats, you know, basically become toxic molecules. That was the words he was using when I was a little kid. Now we have all these technical terms. And so this has been known for a while. It just hasn't been popularized. I know you were talking about it 30 years ago. So how did my dad, 30-something years ago, 40 years ago, know about this? How did you know about it? You've now collated into a book. But again, why are they now suddenly admitting you're right?
Well, your dad had that rare commodity called common sense, and I apparently didn't have it because at the same time your dad understood and I was clueless and had bought into the low-fat myth because it was supported.
Okay, so maybe you just were doing the low-fat thing a long time ago, but I remember you for a while saying...
No. I mean, we're talking the 70s and 80s.
Yeah.
No, I definitely woke up in the 90s, but your dad, I think, understood it long before then. And even though the title of the book is Fat for Fuel, your dad also recognized it's the low-quality fat that is probably even a more pernicious toxin. So the industrialized processed vegetable oils, you know, those will get you sicker than sugar. So it's we're talking about high quality.
Well, that's because he's
fat.
Also a chemist. He was explaining that when you burn this stuff, heat it up, change it, that it's...
Yes, it's not only trans fats, it's these cyclic aldehydes, which are now even potentially more toxic than trans fats, that they're now the trans fats are banned. These are the...
So when I read the headline, even on CNN, that McDonald's uses plasticizers used in breast implants and nuggets, how are they able to get away with that? I know there's now lawsuits about food additives having a grandfather clause.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a categorization called GRAS, generally recognized as safe, and if substances have been around before a specific date, they're grandfathered in, unless there's very compelling scientific evidence to counter that. In some cases, that's been the case. Certainly was with trans fat, which is just, I think, banned or is in the process of being eliminated from the food
supply. And you agree it should be, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's no question. Yeah, we've known that for probably close to 80 years. Dr. Fred Kumerow, who's still alive at the University of Illinois, is 102 years old, is one of the original scientists that figured it out in the 30s.
Well, I've been interrupting here. Let's talk about, because I'm so excited, Fat for Fuel. I'm no beach boy, but I got really unhealthy over 15 years. I've kind of, you know, lost 60, 70 pounds, gotten a lot healthier since then. But by eating, you know, more uncooked fish, very low-cooked beef, you know, things like that, having more micronutrients. So everything you've been writing about for decades, I now go into California Pizza Kitchen with my children saying, we have, you know, the micronutrients, the superfoods. Whether that's true or not, you know that when even the fast food places or quasi-fast food are trying to sound like Dr. Mercola, we're turning some corner.
Yes, we are making progress. There's no question. And it was, you know, I realized a long time ago, like you, that the solution is really to go directly to the people. If you're trying to do it through the scientific journals and the professional community, you're going to be sabotaged because there's too many entrenched interests. So we have a similar strategy. I reach millions like you do. And, eventually the people get it. They start to become unbrainwashed and manipulated as they are from the traditional media.
Well, let's walk through Fat for Fuel, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, this is such a beautiful book, so well written, goes over it all. If you've got family, especially that seem like they're having neurological disorders, I don't want to act like I'm a doctor here. I just know that my uncle has epilepsy from a motorcycle accident, and he was told 20 years ago by his doctor, you need to have healthy, high-quality fish oils and other fats, you know, that are not toxic. And you know what? It made him cut his seizures even more than drugs.
It has been the standard of care for the treatment of drug-resistant seizure disorders for the last 80 years. So this is nothing new. It's been around for a long time. We just started to recently appreciate its value in the treatment of all other diseases because it really addresses the foundational issue of most diseases, which is dysfunction of the mitochondria, which are these cellular structures that generate energy to your body. And
so why is fat so important, and what types of fats are good?
Simply because your fat burns more efficiently. It's less polluted fuel, so that when you burn it as a primary fuel, you generate something less reactive oxygen species, which generates secondary less free radicals, which is what causes most of the generation.
So on one end, sugar is really toxic and really bad. On the other end, clean, uncooked fat is the best.
Well, it's not that quite simple. It's actually having them in the right ratios for, until your body's able to burn, have the metabolic flexibility to burn either. And then one of the things we introduce is to make sure that you have adequate, not excessive protein, because not only do you have to pay attention to the quality of the fat, but you have to limit the carbs and the protein until your body's burning fat, and then you can go.
So the way I should explain it, obviously I'm reading the book, is there's got to be a balance between what they call a classic Atkins diet or paleo or whatever. You've gone to the science to find the best type of real diet.
Yes, because if you don't cycle this, if you just go on straight nutritional ketosis, that could be even more damaging. You'll basically starve to death almost, and your body will start to deteriorate. So once you transition, and we discuss how to do that in the book by measuring ketones, which are these water-soluble fats that penetrate really easily to the brain and nourish your cells really efficiently with less reactive oxygen species. Once you're doing that, then you can have feast days where you have a lot of healthy carbs, like sweet potatoes. Today I did some heavy lifting, so I do that 2 or 3 times a week, and on those days I have a fairly significant amount of healthy carbs and extra protein to build muscle mass. So it's a really easy food choice to integrate into your program, and it really addresses almost every single chronic degenerative disease we know as a foundational strategy.
Well, that makes sense, because I myself, I mean, I got really big up to like over 280 pounds, now down to like 230 something, but I'm still a big guy. But a diet works for a while and then it stops working. Mm-hmm. And that's what your book gets into. You've got to take a spectrum of natural diets and then cycle through them, because that's the only thing that's constant is change.
Yeah, this is not a standard set of rules that we recommend for everyone. It's just really guidelines, and within those guidelines, you customize it according to your strategy. Like so for the 70% of the people in the country who are overweight, they may want to integrate other metabolic strategies, which such as fasting and intermittent fasting, and even going on to fast for 3, 5, 7 days, maybe even longer, can jumpstart the process at which your body starts to burn fat as its primary fuel, and can be a very powerful and really inexpensive intervention. Doesn't cost anything to not eat.
Well, here's my problem with fasting. I've done it 3, 4 days at a time.
Yes.
I've never been into drugs or anything. I get higher than a kite and start bouncing off the walls about day 3 or 4.
Yeah. Well, usually most people have trouble about day 2 or 3, but it gets easier after that. But then you can go back on having food. So fasting is voluntary. Starvation is not.
No,
so, you had the total flexibility to eat food whenever you.
But I mean, as you said, studying history, I know you write you've written about this. For humans are normally feast or famine, right? We're not supposed to just always have a ton of food or always have none.
We only recently have had access to food 24/7 for the vast majority of human existence. We've had really significant amounts of times where we didn't have access to food. So our genetics, our biochemistry, our metabolism is designed for that, to really have that intermittent types of approaches with calories and eating. So if you eat continuously, as most people do, that shifts your metabolism to really burning carbohydrates or glycogen as your primary fuel source, which has enormous metabolic adverse consequences.
Well, Doc, the book is Fat for Fuel, and I've read, I don't know, hundreds of news articles about the best type of diets and seven or eight books about it. And I got to tell you, the reason I love the book is it isn't one diet, it isn't one formula. It's a spectrum of the science and what works for people to decide with their own metabolic system, their own family history, what works best for them. And that's why I think it's the book. I think you've written, out of thousands of books, the book out there.
Well, it's not just that I wrote it. Most books are written by one author, and it's their impressions and ideas.
That's right. It's a big research document.
But what I did was I sent it out to 24 of the top experts in the world in this area. So it's really peer-reviewed. It's a consensus. It's not just my ideas. The science is really valid and accurate, and it's rock solid. So, they're going to get major benefits by doing this, there's a consensus among the scientific researchers in recommending this type of approach.
All right. We're going to go to break. We only got like 10 more minutes left with you. When we come back, I'm going to go to phone calls. But again, Dr. Mercola, I don't need to introduce you to folks. Most people know who you are. When we come back, I want to talk more about the book, but also briefly, the state of the fight to have supplements, vitamins, minerals, nutrients, because I see so much demonization, more than ever, against even mainline supplements. I've even had news articles demonizing us now for selling organic shampoo. They're even demonizing selling shampoo now. So there seems to be like a new level of kind of the Empire Strikes Back. seemed like for a while people like you were leading the fight to win, you know, to get GMO labeling and to wake up. And I think because you're winning so big, they're now counter-striking. I want to see if you think I'm right. Straight ahead, I'm Alex Jones with Dr. Mercola. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In America's 240-plus year history, we have seen veterans from the first battles at Lexington and Concord right through to our military trying to take out ISIS today fight their hearts out and in many cases give the ultimate sacrifice. That's what this holiday and remembrance is all about, is those that made the ultimate sacrifice for the belief they were building a better world. This group of specials for 2017 Memorial Day are undoubtedly the biggest we've ever had on these items because we want to really memorialize the true trailblazers that put it all on the line and didn't talk but took action. We have over 1,000 high-quality products available that are discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. You add AutoShip, several of these are lost leaders. 65% off Coil Silver. You sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off and lock in the price. Super Mail, 30% off. Add the 10% off for AutoShip, that's 40% off. These are our Memorial Day specials as we remember the fallen in defense of this republic, the true trailblazers on which all of us stand.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
I gave the number out earlier, and then time got away from us, and I didn't get your calls.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
So as soon as Dr. Mercola, who's got riveting information, leaves us here in about 10 minutes, I'm going to go right to your calls, and I've got some other breaking news that's exclusive to InfoWars.com. Kim.com was able to predict what WikiLeaks was going to put out. Roger Stone was not. I'm not putting Roger Stone down. I know what Roger Stone said. I know what Roger Stone was saying behind the scenes. Roger Stone was not involved with WikiLeaks because I was having the private discussions. He's like, yeah, I know a couple reporters that are going to interview him that I talked to. Roger talks to more reporters than anybody I know. And he said, I'm going to try to find out what it is they claim they've got. Assange kept saying, I've got the big bombshell. I've got the big bombshell for 6 months, you know, before it came out. Right before the RNC. And so Roger had the reporters go there, and they called him back and said, yeah, you know, it's about this and that. But that's the connection. It's not Russians. Everybody's trying to talk to Assange. I mean, he goes on Fox News. He goes on CNN. It's just like, oh, but Roger talked to some reporters that talked to him and sent a message in. So he's a Russian agent. But Kim.com, who I'm a big fan of and who was going to come on the show, then I had some family emergency once, and he thought I was dissing him not being there, so he canceled. I want to get Kim.com on because I followed Kim's tweets. And Kim did predict everything that happened. And he does have the connections. I know folks high up and say, oh, that's the guy to talk to. Quote, I know Seth Rich was involved in DNC leaks. Internet guru says Rich wanted to drain the swamp from the inside. Both parties. And they killed him. So this is crazy. Going back to Dr. Mercola, he's got the new book, Fat for Fuel, available at InfoWarsStore.com. That way you support him, you support us, you support yourself. Now, I want to warn you, it's easy to read, but it is like a textbook. I mean, it's I don't say textbook for dummies, but it covers every subject, every angle. This is something doctors should read because this really, I think, is the key of Solomon when it comes to decoding the different paradoxes that are out there of protein, fat, different imbalances, the ramp up, the way to ease in, managing your emotions during transition. Because here's the deal. I can quit eating carbohydrates and stuff, and then I turn into not even a mean maniac. I'm like worse than I am now, bouncing off the walls. So no wonder they want us all eating a bunch of crap because we're more manageable that way. The power of being a real human is pretty amazing. So it's all there, the power of fasting. Dr. Mercola, I want to talk about your book in closing, but first, again, thank you for coming on the broadcast today and for your great work. What about the big picture I was mentioning before the break?
Well, we are making progress, so we need to recognize that. I think the most recent observation is that California, as you probably covered in your broadcast earlier, has actually put the poison label on Roundup, and it's required that in the state of California. So that
not to give credit, but you've been pushing them for that for 20 years.
Well, I don't know about 20 years, but certainly for a long time, most of this century, for sure.
But, I mean, you were like the first online with this stuff in, like, I remember you were still 94, 95, right?
Yeah. So we've been at it for a while. Actually, you know, my epiphany with the pernicious nature of glyphosate and Roundup really didn't occur until the early 2000s. But there are other major advocates out there, like Stephen Drucker, who's an attorney who filed a lawsuit against the FDA to...
Sure, and it's not about credit. The point is we've all been at the tip of the spear. We're mm-hmm. being vindicated. We're being proven right.
Right. It's good to know that as long as people have the knowledge and information, this is a free country. We have freedom of choice. We vote with our pocketbooks, and that has enormous potential.
Sure, sure. And when I'm giving you credit, I know you're not a big ego guy. It's not about, oh, you're this wonder man. You help with your organization and your listeners, your supporters, spearhead labeling all over the country. I mean, let's give you and your listeners and everybody the credit. You know, the point is we're getting things done.
Yes, we are. Yeah. And there's a reason for it. You know, I recognized I could preach to the world all I want, just like you're doing. But unless we organize and coalesce into some type of effective political health activism, that we couldn't, these barriers that were in place by most of these corrupted federal regulatory agencies would impair the average person from being able to implement what we're seeking to teach them. So we're trying to break down those barriers and make it easy for everyone.
Wow. So do you think overall we're starting to win? Or, I mean, how is the empire striking back? Because it seems to be...
Well, there's a lot of fronts out there, and I think we're making major progress on many of them. There's no doubt in my mind. And some of them we're losing ground, but at least we're not losing it as fast as we would if we weren't in the battle. So there's a lot of work to do out there. We're just happy to give people the tools like Fat for Fuel that can essentially give them the freedom and insulate them from all this pernicious information they're getting so they don't have to suffer needlessly and die prematurely unnecessarily. I mean, sure. You know, it just breaks my heart to see kids dying from cancer. There's just no damn need for it. We have 1,600 people die every day in the United States.
In fact, let me ask that a few quick questions here. You are a medical doctor and a pioneer exposing this. I mean, depending on the cancer, pediatric cancer is up like 10,000% from the 1940s. All these other cancers are exploding. And they never talk about why are they increasing, but you know a lot of those answers.
Well, there's no one simple answer to that one. There's many variables that contribute to it. One is not burning fat for fuel. There's no question. But it's also the exposure to these many pernicious toxins. And
sure.
One of the most widely and pervasive one is microwave radiation from their cell phone towers, your cell phones, and your Wi-Fi router. So that's a big one. And, you know, in conjunction with toxic food and other toxins they're exposed to in our environment, it can really, and infections, it can really play, wreak havoc on your metabolism and your health.
Now, a few other final questions. I remember the headline on Mercola.com. It's got to be, I don't know, about 15 years ago or something. And the headline was, I'm trying to get the exact headline in my mind. I think it was something like, soft drinks, non-sugar soft drinks make you fat. Well, now that's mainstream news all over the place that it's not just making you fat, it's eating your brain.
Let me just point something out, Alex, the challenge you just had there for a moment in your memory, and also the cravings that you have when you go off of carbohydrates are a reflection that you're not burning fat as your primary fuel, because you only have a limited amount of sugar in your body. It, literally about 5% of your fuel in your body is stored as glycogen in your muscles and your liver. And when you exhaust that in about 12 hours and you can't burn fat, you're going to be below on fuel, so you'll have all these symptoms with these cravings because your body needs fuel and it can't access the fat because you haven't taught it how to do it yet. So that's what this whole book is designed to have you access to. And the beautiful thing is once you are burning fat as your primary fuel, you have this incredible mental clarity that just is an unbelievable. Your memory, you just don't forget things anymore.
Absolutely, because your body, by doing occasional fasting,
the cravings disappear. These cravings for junk food, they're just gone. They are just non-existence. You don't have to have iron willpower or discipline to implement the program. You know, once you burn fat, it's your primary fuel.
Well, I was interrupting there. And to be specific, I do get absent-minded or I do forget things. They had a feed in there running audio into my head. That's why I was unable to think of it, because I was hearing somebody else talk. It was driving me crazy. But sometimes I do forget things and have brain farts. But I mean, get back to this. Repeat what you were saying, because I interrupted, about once you learn how to access fat by fasting or these certain diets you have in the book, Fat for Fuel, why all the studies, the research show it creates incredible clarity. Why does it do that? Please repeat that.
Well, it does it because, and you teach your body, you encourage it, and you, so that it really adapts to have this metabolic flexibility to burn either fat or carbohydrates. 95% of the people in the country can only burn carbohydrates as a fuel, and they can't access it. But when you do, these ketones burn very efficiently. They create less free radicals, and they are water-soluble fats that easily penetrate into the brain and provide them the fuel that works. It's just why this type of approach is used for drug-resistant seizure disorders, and it saved many children's and adults' lives by going on it, because it nourishes the brain in a way that it was designed to be nourished. Because historically, through ancient times, we've gone through these periods of stress, so there are, our ancestors all had this metabolic flexibility, and that they could nourish their brain with these ketones. And these ketones are not the same that you get in diabetic ketoacidosis that many people are concerned about. It's two different animals. I think Atkins helped dispel that myth, but this is a completely different approach in Atkins. It's high quality food. It's relatively.
I was about to say that the few times I've done diets like this, I can't handle how awake I am and how great my brain works. It's almost like too much.
It really is great. You almost don't need the artificial stimulants or the nootropics. It's just an amazing transition and shift that occurs when your body is functioning the way it was designed to. It's nothing short of miraculous. It really is. Once you optimize your fuel strategy.
All right, Dr. Mercola, thank you so much for the book, Fat for Fuel, and I really appreciate the deep research you've done into it. God bless you.
All right.
All right, there he goes. The book is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And listen, I don't have a lot of people on about books anymore, and I don't even go and get a lot of books and sell them. Used to we'd be selling, you know, maybe 70, 80, 100 books a year or more. We might sell 10 books a year now, because I still read a lot, but I already know most of it, and I figure you do too. This book really made me think about things, and it's kind of like working out. You do something for a while, then you change it, and you mix it up. That's how you get real change. That's how you have successful things happen in your life. You get in this kind of homeostasis. You think it was good in your life, but it's actually stagnation. It's about shaking it up, and I intend to start doing some fasting, because that's something I can actually do. And I've done it before, and it does a lot of just amazing things. The issue is I can't be here at work, because fasting and working does not mix well. I get pretty angry. But if I'm hanging out at home or, you know, just doing stuff with the children, it's not as big a deal. As long as I can drink water and deal with the stomach ache, I get day two. But the brain certainly works a lot better than when you're fat, dumb, and happy. That's why they've got terms like that. Okay, I want to go to Jason in Germany. And by the way, everybody that's been holding an hour, you get whatever you want, a bottle of X2, a bottle of Brain Force, a Trump is my president shirt, whatever it is, one of the items there on the site, let's say $30 or less, it's all yours. Let me just briefly mention that since I'm doing this is how we fund our operation. Believe me, we sell 1,000 of Mercola's books. That's not going to fund a news organization of this size. We're doing it with the Memorial Day special that the crew came up with. And let me tell you, it is one of the biggest specials ever. We've been having a lot of big specials. We're talking 65% off Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver. We've never done that. And this has been sold out for a while. This stuff just came back in. We can sell this full retail. But I believe in having incredible discounts on high-quality products so that you repeat customer want to support us and sign up for AutoShip. You get an additional 10% off on everything in the store when you sign up for AutoShip. That makes the Colloidal Silver a loss leader. And by the way, I said almost everything. Some things you get a 25% off on the entire line when you sign up for AutoShip on Enmerix Essentials. Of personal care products like high-quality non-aluminum deodorant, non-nano zinc-based high-quality sunscreen, 10-to-1 concentrate organic mouthwash, body wash, shampoo, and so much more. Bug spray, all natural. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And I'm going to have to end that 25% off on AutoShip soon because they kind of showed me the math the other day, and we're not making enough money to operate. This is one of our main products we're selling, and I'm doing 45% off total when you do the AutoShip. It's 25% off AutoShip, 20% off retail. So that limited time introductory offer is going to have to end probably in the next week or so. Take advantage of it at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But I'm going to Jason in Germany just first. We are very excited to announce this new mega special that we're running on the biggest specials basically ever at InfoWarsLife.com. And that is Silver Bullet, 65% off. Supermel Vitality, been out for months, 30% off. Survival Shield X2, incredible, 40% off. Brain Force, 47% off, with 20% more in each bottle. Secret 12, 43% off. The highest quality, organic, methylcobalamin. Knockout, 50% off. You cannot beat that. All Trump InfoWars shirts, 75% off. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm changing my life. I'm not up here on some high horse lecturing you about how to be healthy. I just know when antibiotics haven't worked for me, I drink a whole bottle of colloidal silver, which, by the way, is toxic. The government says small amounts of it are okay and grass certified and all this stuff. Consult your own physician. I just know when antibiotics don't work for me or my family, I take heroic doses of colloidal silver. I'm not saying you should do that. I'm just saying it's something good to have in your cupboard, topically, you name it. Silver is what the elites eat off of for a reason. It's been well known for thousands of years, and now it's been proven an antivirus, antibacterial, when other stuff isn't working. Does it mean it works every time? Got to experience it for yourself. This is the reason they call it in lore, a silver bullet, associated with warding off evil. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Because the wives' tales are all archetypes of the truth. Got a problem with a werewolf or a vampire? Silver. InfoWarsLife.com. Play that line. Jones believes in werewolves. It's a parallel, an allegory, a parable, an example, a comparison, an analogy. I don't mean literal. If you're somebody kidnapped, a devil worshiper, dead with world leaders raping a five-year-old, I mean, I guess vampires are real, aren't they? They just don't live forever, except in hell. I'm sorry. Let's go to Jason in Deutschland. Jason, give us your address if you want it. We're shipping you whatever you want of one of those items. Thanks for holding. Jason.
It's one of your marvelous people there. By the way, I don't just call to bug you every once in a while. I actually do use your products. I use X2 every day, Ancient Defense and the Silver Bullet, and love it. I would actually buy more, except as the guy from Scotland said, you just almost can't get it here. In fact, at Customs, they won't even give it to me, so I have to go stateside to actually re-up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's another problem that's killed us. We still ship overseas. 20-30% of the stuff we ship overseas, then we don't even get a letter back. They just tear it open, steal it, throw it in the trash. We've been told this by customs agents overseas. I mean, they are out to get us.
That's why I stopped ordering. I didn't want to put you guys through that. But also, real quick, I wrote an article. I don't know if you guys take user submissions, but I sent that to both the writers and show tips at Infowars.com if you guys are able to review that. Real quick about the terror attack, I think it's important to understand exactly what we're dealing with here, and it's just like you said earlier. It's trauma-based mind control. That's what it is.
And explain that to people.
Well, I think the elite are using terror as a way to make us feel helpless and then basically put us in a position to beg them for their 1984-style control grid, which ironically will actually not even keep us safe, or, just as bad, make us feel outraged enough to actually take it to the streets and then use that as a pretext for bringing in a draconian kind of surveillance state. And we need to be careful not to play into that, because that is the game they're playing, and there are many ways to skin a cat, and we are the cat in this situation.
All right. Well, hey, send us a resume. You should be a radio host for us. I'm about to launch a larger radio network. I'll work with GCN if they want to. Thank you, Jason.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm going to do this segment the next, and then Paul Watson from London will have a lot more on the bombing and the attack And again, we know the globalists are working with Islam. We know they're bringing him in. It's just to watch the media cover it up and then demonize anybody that exposes it and then act like it's our fault because we don't submit to Islam. This is happening. It just makes me angry. And I don't want to kill the Muslims. I don't want to be in wars with them. But our governments overthrow the secular governments and then put the baddies in. So I hope Saudi Arabia has turned some corner with Trump. If Trump delivers, I'll be happy. If he doesn't, I'm going to hate him. But it all remains to be seen. O'Brien in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yeah, basically what we have to also look at is the fact that basically they actually warned, they keep telling us that basically this is all going to happen, and it just keeps happening. It's almost like having someone say, "I'm going to do this, this, and this," and the
that's right. Al Qaeda and ISIS say you're letting us in. We're going to kill you. When they do kill us, our government says, don't worry, we'll teach schoolgirls how to wear hijabs. That'll fix it. So what do you think's happening? I think it's mass mind control, trauma-based mind control, like the last caller from Germany said.
And that's exactly what it is.
God bless you, O'Brien. You know, I'll tell you, I was thinking about the last caller. I was saying, hey, you're in Germany. I'm going to send you a free bottle of something for holding over an hour. It's a good promo on air, but it also, I feel bad for folks who have been holding too long. And so I want to encourage good callers to call in, and it's uncool what I do sometimes. Let's just be honest. But I get caught up in the time and the guests and everything else. And I was thinking about, why did I ever get an Amazon account, even though they bend you over the barrel and make you pay them huge percentages and it's not even profitable? And it's because we never have problems shipping Amazon packages into Russia or into Germany or into Japan or into Mexico or into wherever. But Canada and the EU really are horrible. And they grab your stuff and make you come get it from customs with a 90% markup. America doesn't do that to other people's stuff. It's so uncool to that extent. You know, there's some tariffs, some regulations. And I just thought, that's why I should be on Amazon. But see, Amazon's the globalist. It's the big company. It gives money to the foreign governments. It's liberal. So it gets to ship in and not get torn open and not have all the fees added on most of the time. Because we'll fill out the forms right. We'll do it all. We'll do it through FedEx. You name it. They tear it open a third of the time. They steal it. And don't even send it back to us. So I just throw product up against a wall, but I still just do it. So I'm pig-headed. But maybe I should just roll over to Amazon and be anti-gun, anti-family. Chop my balls off. Just worship world government. I mean, I'm sorry to talk like that. It's just, at a certain point, it's just, why are the people running things so uncool? Because they're greedy bastards, that's why. Dan in Indiana, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hello?
Hey, brother.
Yeah. I want to say, this is Dan Sanders, and not Alex Jones, or President Trump, but it is time for an eye, and let God sort out the terrorists from the innocent, because it's time for the British people to get up some balls and go out there and start lynching these bastards.
Well, I know this. Your phone's breaking up real bad, but I hear what you're saying. How about just go after the known Islamic leaders calling for violence? How about that?
And show some heart. They need to go out and be men and take some swords or whatever they have and fight to the fence, you know, because they're being walked all over.
No, I hear you, Dan. And I mean, I'm not saying we should do that, but the point is if the government doesn't respond, it's going to lead to that point, Dan.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.